Okay, so obviously we're 0-7 team that fought hard, had a chance to win in the end, couldn't pull it off. Had our chances. I'm sure our players will tell you that. We've continued to do the things that I think that stops us from having chances to secure victory, which is turnovers and being able to convert on third down better on offense and be able to make plays when they're there. Just got to make them, you know. And we didn't. So this will continue to be who we are until we change it. I think our guys have a lot of respect for them. As I asked them today, let's be the best version of yourself that you could be. They walked in here and they tried to do that. They gave it everything they had. I think our defense fought hard. There was a play or two here or there they made, but overall I thought our defense did a good job. Offensively, we got to find a way to score more points. It's just, at the end of the day, it's what it is. And again, as I said earlier, you can't turn the ball over. So, we got a big trip going into London to play the Vikings. And, we're just going to keep fighting, keep getting better. There's no quit in this football team. None like that. Nothing I suspect in that locker room. These guys are ready to fight. They wish they can keep playing, but that's not the way the game goes. You know, when the other team has one more point than you, the game's over, so they won. Joe Thomas, we'll see where he is. Obviously, there's an elbow tricep thing that we got to work through, but that one's really personal to me. You know, he's a huge part of what we do, a huge part of this organization, and we'll see where that is. But that was a big blow, you know, because obviously those things, with him over there, it changes the game on how you have to call the game, try to protect those type of things. And they took advantage of that as we went. That's what good teams do. So we'll continue to rally back and get better and get ready for this week.
What does it do to Deshaun's confidence?
I can't worry about confidence. You guys keep talking about confidence. We're in the business of winning games. This is a performance-based business. If you turn the football over in the National Football League, you cannot play. Okay, it's just that simple. Everybody keeps talking about confidence. I'm not worried about confidence. I got 52 other guys in there to worry about their confidence and trying to win. Okay, so again, Deshaun was playing really well up until we turned the ball over in the scoring zone. Okay. I left Deshaun in the game, and here we come the second half. We turn the ball over again. Well, I'm looking at this game. This is a close game. If we can manage and get the ball down the field, we got a chance to win. Well, I owe it to the other guys in that room. I'm not just worried about the quarterback. I know you guys are. I'm not. So however you take that, you take it. But my job is to put us and put people out there to give us the best chance to win. That's it.
Can I rephrase it, though?
Yes.
Your job is also to develop quarterbacks.
Absolutely.
How I can ask it is this. What does it do to his development?
Well, I'm sure it's disappointing. I'm sure that he don't want the yo-yo, but it goes both ways. Developing quarterbacks, they still got to do what you asked them to do, okay? So in that process of developing a quarterback, I want them to not turn the ball over. That's the name of the game. And again, I'm going to say it again, it's still about the football team. It's not just about one individual. It's about the team.
So what do you do at your quarterback position going forward?
Well, I'm going to go watch the tape, go from there. Just like I normally do. I'm not going to change, you know, what we do. Our guys know. You can ask them to a man. If you turn the ball over, it's not going to be good right now because of where we are. So, I mean, I hear what everybody's saying. So if everybody feels like I'm supposed to just leave a guy in there, we keep turning it over. I'm not going to do that.
I didn't say you did.
Right. I'm just saying in general. I'm not going to do that. You know, my job is, again, I'm develop quarterbacks, keep continuing to get guys better. But also, I'm also in charge of helping this team win games. So that's what I'm going to keep doing.
It looked like the first one was an overthrow. What did you see on the second one? Did he make a bad read?
I think he didn't see the guy that was ducking back in, you know, back inside. It's, you know, it's like the age-old deal. Try not to throw the ball back, crush your body. You know, it's a tough one. The guy kind of ducked on him. But still, that happens, you know. But, again, it's always about team protecting, you know, because we put our defense in a tough spot. And then those guys rose up, and they were able to hold him to three. You know, thankful for that. But at the same time, we can't keep giving the ball. I think we have a league high, 18, 19 interceptions? We can't do that.
Hugh, you're thinking on the not taking the 15-yard penalty
right
there.
We honestly thought, you know, that these guys were going to kick. Their guy had been sensational in that area, okay? So, again, you can take the 15. We held them to three. We can question that situation. I thought then in that situation they would go kick the ball on fourth down. They went for it. They made it. They kept going. Our defense rose up and held them to three. That's what the decision was about. We thought they would kick. Their guy was whatever he was. You know, he's been spectacular in that area. He thought he can kick the ball. He didn't, so they went for it.
Do you think Joe's price at this point?
Don't know that yet. Obviously, got to get the MRI, check it out. But I think we all know how tough Joe is. If there's any chance he could have been out there, he would have. So, obviously, it's pretty serious.
You know, I think you guys had 12 more penalties. What does that tell you about your team?
That we're undisciplined. And that's a direct reflection of me. And it disappoints me to no end. And some of them, we get called. And I'm just going to say it. I mean, I'm shocked. But we'll get, you know, the reports back, and maybe we didn't do this or do that. You know, that is what it is. But I am disappointed as the head coach of a team that has had the penalties we had. The offsides, the holdings, you know, the things on special teams. We have got to get that cleaned up, and it's something we talked about all week. So we're trying to emphasize it. But obviously we ain't doing it good enough. So that's what it is.
It's the first time we've had a chance to talk to you since it was learned that Kenny and Coleman was sent home.
We've dealt with it. It was an in-house deal. I dealt with it, moved on, moved forward, and we'll keep it that way. We'll keep it in-house.
With all respect, though, the people who pay for tickets mm-hmm. have an investment in what's going on.
Right.
And what was their discussion about suspending Kenny for this game or even releasing it?
It was our discussion, like I said, was in-house. We made a decision, which we thought was best at the time, and I think Kenny and Corey both understand where we are with both of them. You know, we sent them home, okay, and we made that decision, and they've been fined, and we've dealt with it in-house that way. I think both these players know they got to continue to do the right thing. If not, we'll see what the next consequence is.
Is there any thought that not at least starting him, or did you think that he might get booed?
No, I'm not worried about that. And again, when we deal with things, you know, regardless of what they are, because nobody knows the nature of them other than myself and us in-house, I'm not one to hold grudges. I think you have to move on. You have to move on. You find somebody, you discipline them, you move forward, okay? And that's what it was, no more, no less.
The ball that Brett laid was right in front of you. Did it look like it?
I don't know.
Did it look like a catchable ball?
I don't know. Have to watch the tape to know that for sure.
Is he hurt?
Who, Kenny? I don't think so. Yeah, I think at that time, I think the wind got knocked out of him, and he was able to come back.
What about Kessler? He turned it over to
him. He did. He threw the ball down the middle and turned over there. No doubt, but I thought there was some rhythm to the offense. You know, I thought it was a heck of a drive coming off the one-yard line to go lead to a field goal. You know, so again, I mean, I got to watch the tape. I'm not going to sit here and anoint Cody this or Deshaun that. Look, this was today's game, you know, and I don't know. Maybe this is the way it's going to go for the rest of the year. I can't tell you. I don't know that. But I'm going to find a way where we can't turn the ball over because you can't win when you turn the ball over. I mean, we've proven that. So we got to get the turnovers out of here.
What did you tell Joe Thomas?
That I love him, and I appreciate everything he is. And I promised him when he's back, if he is back, we're going to get this thing figured out, you know, because he is Cleveland Browns football. You know, he is the guy that keeps us all going and moving forward. So we owe him more than what we've given him thus far, that's for sure.
Did it hit you that that's the longest snap streak in NFL?
Absolutely. That's why I walked out there on the field. Joe Thomas means that much to me personally and professionally, and that's tough because I know what he's all about just like you guys do. He's one of the best, and like I said to him, and I'll keep saying it to everybody, he deserves better, and we got to get him better.
Would you say that heading into this game in London, is everything on the table, Hogan?
Everything right now is on the table, Mary Kay. How can it not be? You know, I just think I have to. I mean, I just think that's only right and only fair. I mean, that opens up all kind of questions. I get all that. I'm not worried about that. Again, our football team is not as down. They're disappointed about winning, but they're not, you know, as hurt as maybe you guys think they are, or fractured. We're not. We know what this is because I talk to them. I'm honest with them. I'm honest with them about turnovers. I'm honest with them about what we're trying to do. They get it. So there's not a man in that room does not stand behind me and support what I'm trying to do, just like I support what they're trying to do. So we just got to put it all on the table, figure it out, and keep going forward.
Good. Oh, wait, no, there was a report circulating, I think it might even be on Channel 19, that showing Kaiser out at a bar or something like that until 1 o'clock on Friday morning. Does that mean anything to you whatsoever?
It means a lot to me because that's not, you know, I don't, I mean, again, guys' personal time is personal time, but I still think that that's not what our guys do. I think our guys work at what they do. I would be surprised at that. I've never heard that. I don't think Deshaun's that kind of has that kind of character or personality that way. So that is what it is.
We have the video. So he was. It's 1:30 in the morning, and even if there's not a curfew, this is a guy trying to run the playbook.
Yeah, it's not a curfew. You're right. You said it. So that's first I've heard of it. So appreciate you guys sharing that with me. Thank you.